What are you talking about? What are we talking about?
We were at the last messages of book six.
We are in book six.
When is the last book?
We are listening to final words. What? During those books 1 to 5, we learn about logical stuff and even beyond the logic. We started with simple analysis of who you are and how you're working. Then, what should you do? Because there is a problem with you. What is your problem? Yes? A very simple one. What is it? That's something that you should know. You should know and remember always, because this is the main problem of the human being. What is the main problem of the human being? What is it? Nothing? He said, the problem with human being is we are born animal, but we are more than that. That's it. So, all the animals are born to live, and they know how to do it. With what? The brain and the logic. We are the first one we know here around who touched beyond the logic, which is the concept of being we. I understand that, yes, there are animals, and there is this humanity, which is not coming from animal, because for animal, do you remember the logic of the animal? First, me. Last, me. Protect me. I want, I need, I do. These are all animals, right? Is it here or not? Yes. The animal is here, but there is something else in here. Mainly love. We talked about it last book, that when we were talking about love, don't do this. Do this. What is it? Because love is not what you think it is. When we talk about love, we think about like, want, need. All of that stuff for you is love, which is not. Do you remember what love is? Selflessness. That transformation of giving up, loving me, finding the real good stuff worthy of loving. Ah, that's it. Then, final book, we're talking about final subject, which is not having, not being, the other part of it. Because, first of all, not being is impossible for animals, but we could do that. to arrive to a point, forget about all needs of me, to think about what is my role in this we? Am I useful or not? For what? Just to remain alive? Do you remember the gentleman? Rumi. What did he do? He created something which is still alive. That's what it is. And we are in the middle of this subject of not being and not having, and we are talking about you. We started to talk about you, remember? And we said we will talk about you, and that's it. Because you need to know yourself and change yourself. You will be changed. And that will show it to you. When you're born, you're someone else. You transform. And we talked about this transformation. This transformation will be done to you by the environment, even if you don't do anything. Because first of all, you get old. What is that? Changing everything. This is what's going to happen. But you? Let's talk about you and what do you do for we? What do you do? Where should we start? That's where we are. Your judgment. How do you judge? The animal judges with me and us. That's the animal, right? We talk about the future, which is we, me, I won't be here. But I care. I don't say, oh, when I die, let everybody die, so what? This is the way animal thinks, right? An animal, when he's dying, what would be the thought of the animal who is dying? Guess. I wish I wouldn't die. I wish I could stay a little bit longer, have another meal, or reproduce. Me. What is in the mind of a human being when he is dying? Oh, I had so many plans. I haven't done this, I haven't done that. Regret that I'm going and I didn't put something in here that they will look at it and I'm there. Rumi is here. This is a very simple, silly question. Is Rumi alive or dead? Physically, we know that 800 years ago, he doesn't exist physically anymore, but we know he is alive and he knew it and he is talking about it. This is what we are talking about. Let's see what is this judgment. We are putting two state of mind in the time of Rumi and now. One is a Sufi, the other one is the judge. Because we have some legalities which goes with our judgment and daydreaming, thinking about the future, right? So, let's hear it. You.
How the Sufi repeated his question. The Sufi said, "He whose help is invoked has the power to make our trading free from loss. He who turns the fire into roses and trees is also able to make this harmless. He who brings forth roses from the very midst of thorns is also able to turn this winter into spring. He by whom every cypress is made free has the power, if he would turn sorrow into joy. He by whom every non-existence is made existent, what damage would he suffer if he were to preserve it forever? He who gives the body a soul that it may live, how would he be a loser if he did not cause it to die?"
What is this? Are you listening? This is our Sufi. And he's talking about what? Let's not talk about me and you and blah, 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 blah. Let's talk about him. And he, in our mind, the way we understand it, he has the ultimate power. And he could do the impossible. So, yes, he could make an animal without the death. How? We don't know. But all that he could do this, he could do that, he could do that. What is all this about? To arrive to what? Yes.
What indeed would it matter if that bounteous one should bestow on his servant the desire of his soul without toil, and keep far off from poor the cunning of the flesh and the temptation of the devil in ambush?
Okay. His soul without the toil. The word in Persian is ishtahat, which is Arabic, which comes from trying to do something, knowing and understanding and doing something. So the conclusion is what? That without me trying and doing something, he could do it to me, right? He could do the magic. Tonight I will sleep, tomorrow morning I wake up a different person. Could you say no? He, the Creator, could do anything he wants. Yes. The answer to all these blamings.
The judge's reply to the Sufi. The judge said, "Were there no bitter commandment, and were there no good and evil, and no pebbles and pearls, and were there no flesh and devil and passions, and were there no blows and battle and war, then by what name and title would the king call his servants, O abandoned man?"
Mm-hmm. This is the answer. Okay, he could create whatever. So everything is possible. See? Then what? If there are no differences, how could he call us? How could he name us? Because if everything is everything and that's it? No. There are some stuff. What are those stuff? Look at it. All are the adjectives for the human being. We could say one human being is tender. One human being is rough, is violent, is this and that and that. He said, if there were no differences, how could he differentiate?